I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Audible.com.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes! And we're back in the studio, and we've got it closer to where it should be. Yes. I'm still tweaking. Yes, I know, Fred. I always want to tweak. Does that make me a tweaker? I don't know. I don't splain 'em, I just say 'em. Anyway. So, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com, if it's tech. It's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Sometimes I wonder if Todd Cochran and the rest of the Tech Podcast Network are going, hey, they let me in, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm in an odd mood. No, I don't know if it's any odder than usual, but anyway. So, we are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. See, if you try to say internet and international at the same time, your tongue jumps up and goes, what? What are you trying to do to me? Anyway, so, the blog, of course, that we use for our netcast is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Yes, and of course, those of you that have joined us for the first time are going, what? It gets weirder because I have an invisible friend named Fred, P-H-R-E-D, Fred. Say hi, Fred. Cute. He watches too much old TV, you know what I'm saying? On the Nostalgia Channel. If there is a Nostalgia Channel, I don't know, anyway. News of tech available here. News from Roku on new streaming devices. Roku introduced its entire new family of streaming devices, of which I have, of course, being a super geek, the top of the line Roku 3. Ha ha! I love it. It has a remote control with a little 3.5 millimeter plug-in place where you can plug in your headphones or earplugs or whatever and get it transmitted wirelessly over the ether to your noggin. How cool is that? But they also have other versions. They now call them the Roku LT, the Roku 1, the Roku 2, and the Roku 3. How original. Oh well. Anyway, and they have a broad selection of features to choose from. They also announced that they're going to partner or have partnered with MGo movie and TV store, which will be integrated directly into the home screen for US in the US for easy and instant access to the great selection of movies and TV shows on the MGo network. Coolness. So good stuff coming from Roku this week. Now, now I will tell you my secret plan for world domination. No, different thing. No, we're not going to talk about that. No, what we're going to talk about is my plan for internet domination in terms of my ability to get on the internet speedily, which of course involves fiber. Gotta have fiber to your house. Now you might say, Dr. Bill, you're crazy. You can't get fiber to your house. Yes, I can. Because I have friends in high places. Well, I have friends at North State anyway. North State Communications is our local telephone company. And you say, Dr. Bill, getting your internet from a telephone company, are you crazy? DSL is slow. Yes. Actually, it's not that bad. But still, no, it's not DSL. It's actually fiber optics. I'm so happy. I have 30 symmetrical at my house. And you don't. I shouldn't have done that. That was mean. Anyway, some of you actually do. I know some of you that watch this show are in my general area, in my vicinity, and can partake of the excellent coverage and offer that North State Communications has with their fiber optic network, which is called Plex. Plex, yes. They offer not only 30 symmetrical internet connectivity, but they also offer television over fiber optic. Dude, how cool is that? Plus teleophone. You know, the newfangled teleophone. So I actually have my telephone, my television, and my internet through fiber across the, you know, fiber cables. Yes! No copper for me. Anyway, so here's the thing. 30 symmetrical. Now, you may say to yourself, you may say, do you really get 30 symmetrical? Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I get 30.11. Now, it varies. That's the download speed, by the way. It varies on the upload speed a little bit. When I took the picture that I have in the blog here of the Ookla speed test, it was 28.82. I have seen it go as high as 30.4. Okay, so yes, I am getting either over 30 or nearly 30 on the old upload. Now, I was getting 4.8. I was paying for 5 up with what Roadrunner called their wide band, 50 down and 5 up. Well, I was getting 18 down, go figure, and 4.8 up. Now, since I was mostly concerned about upload because of all these videos I produce, they're big, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so it's you got to have bandwidth to upload and not take forever. Now, I can upload so fast it'll make your head spin. I am so happy. Anyway, you've heard me say many times that Linux will take over the world. Well, most of you have heard me say that. Some of you just tuned in and are going, who is this weird dude? Well, I am a server engineer at a local hospital who happens to do a video show about technology with a pinch of humor thrown in just for grins and giggles. Which I do regularly. Grin and giggle. Okay. So anyway, Linux. Linux is a free operating system written by geeks for you, the geeks in the audience that may want to run an operating system that is secure, free, doesn't cost anything, thus the free part, and is awesome. However, there are those of you who like to run games, and you've held off on running Linux because there weren't games written for Linux, except for important games like Frozen Bubble. I mean, if you got Frozen Bubble, what else do you need? You know what I'm saying? But that's just me, okay? But anyway, that and Angry Birds. You know, I mean, you could do that through Chrome, so I'm good. Okay, see the Angry Bird? He's over here. Angry Bird over here, pig over there, behind my head. Anyway, so Angry Birds. You got Angry Birds, you got Frozen Bubble, you're good, as far as I'm concerned. But some of you like to play massively multiplayer online games and first-person shooters and things that go bump in the night. I understand that. So, recently, there was enough of a hoo-ha over that in the Linux community that they kept banging on Valve's door and saying, dudes, please support Linux on Steam. Steam, of course, being the platform in the internets that allows you to play games across the interwebs and with other people. Yes, so Steam basically, you know, Valve, the people who make Steam, they basically said, yeah, maybe. And they did that for a long time. Then they started developing for Linux, and they saw the potential, and they saw the awesomeness that was Linux, and they said, this is the future of gaming. Yes. Sound effects are optional. Anyway, the point is that they decided that it was time to write an operating system, because you can do that in Linux. You can actually write your own operating system, you basing it on other previous versions. And so they wrote one called SteamOS. And now they're going to release the Steambox running SteamOS, which is a variant of Linux, a distro. And they also have released SteamOS so that you can install it yourself on your own hardware and run it. And that means that all the people who write games for Steam will be highly encouraged to write it for the SteamOS, of course, which is Linux, of course, which means we finally get to take over the world! What are you going to do tonight, Brain? What we do every night, Pinky, try to take over the world. But this time, for sure! Okay, anyway, the point is that PC World said you have to give it to PC gamers. Throughout all the trials and tribulations of the past few years, plummeting PC sales, the mainstream shift to mobile, Windows RT, etc., gamers were one of the few bedrocks Microsoft could rely upon. Virtually all major PC games run on Windows, and many run only on Windows. That's a big deal. In August, John Petty Research predicted that Bohemia's Arma 3 would drive more than $800 million in PC hardware sales all by itself. And JPR estimates the total market for PC gaming hardware to hit nearly $18 billion in 2013. That's this year, for those of you that haven't been paying attention. Anyway, that's a lot of quarters. Now, whoever wrote this, it's a throwback to the days when you played games with quarters in arcades. Just saying. Anyway, it's all funneled toward Windows machines, but suddenly, that domination seems imperiled. On Monday, Valve launched an assault on one of Windows' strongest bastions with the announcement of SteamOS, a free Linux-based operating system built around Steam, the most popular PC game service in the land. And if any company has the brawn to ship PC gaming to Linux, it's Valve. I'm really jazzed about that. I think it's awesome. One more good reason to stick it to Microsoft, I'm saying. Yes. Okay. So it was not the only good news for Linux this week. Also, people have been complaining that Linux doesn't have good driver support with NVIDIA cards. Thus, the issue with gaming. So NVIDIA thought to themselves, you know, if Valve's going to write the SteamOS based on Linux, we'd better get with it because we're going to need to sell video cards. So we're going to need to write video cards that work with Linux, video card drivers. And I agree. That's what we've been telling them for years. Anyway, point is, they have pledged to help Linux's open source driver community write drivers for their cards. Finally, after years of ignoring us completely, they now are getting, you know, everything together to help out the community to write these drivers, which is critical to support the new gaming platform of the universe, which is Linux. Ha 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 ha. I'm a very happy man. Not only do I have 30 Symmetrical right here in my house, I also have a bright future to look forward to in the Linux world. Whoa! Man, Fred! Surprised me with that one. Fred, every once in a while, will play that drum roll to tell us that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Rufus! I know some of you are scratching your heads going, Rufus? What? That's the name of the software. It's called Rufus. Don't blame me. I didn't write it. Anyway, Rufus allows you to create bootable USB drives. Now, you may say, well, Dr. Bill, I can create a USB drive on my own without any special software. Well, that may be. But this makes it super easy to do. And I mean so easy, all you got to do is fire up Rufus, which is a simple little program. Fire that up, point it to the ISO file that you downloaded, say of a Linux distro, and then boom, it will create the bootable USB stick. Of course, it will wipe everything on the USB stick, so be aware of that. But at any rate, and then you'll have a bootable USB that you can boot your Linux distro or Windows or whatever you can find an ISO of. That's pretty cool, gotta admit. So, there you go. It has all kinds of options. You can check the device for bad blocks. You can do a quick format. You can create a bootable disk using various options. You can create extended label and icon files. You can do all kinds of things with this software. It's awesome, and it's free. Yes, I like to show you things that are free, because that's good. All right, it's time to talk about our wonderful sponsor. Our sponsor, of course, this week is, and has been all month, Audible.com. Audible.com, I'm telling you, I signed up through this offer myself, and I got an audiobook called Probe, which is a Star Trek book, and I have finally finished it. I finished the book now, and I'm telling you, dude, it was awesome to have. Now think about this. James Doohan, who played Scotty in the original series, he's now left our planet, but at any rate, he was a master of all kinds of different accents and voices, and having him read this, I mean, hearing James Doohan doing Jim Kirk, that alone is worth listening to this book, okay? But anyway, he does Dr. McCoy, and of course he does Scotty. And he does that quite well. Not that he doesn't do the others well, but that was cool. I mean, that was really cool just to be a Trekker and to appreciate that. Dude. So anyway, I signed up for Audible through this offer. I got a free month of Audible. You can too, absolutely free. And a free audiobook. And if you stay with Audible after that first month, you get to keep that free audiobook yourself in your Audible.com library. How cool is that? So, do what it says here on this lower third and go to Audible Podcast, that's singular, audiblepodcast.com/Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, as it says there on the screen, and that will allow you to sign up for one free month of Audible.com service and get a free audiobook. You need to do it. I'm telling you, I did it. I enjoy it a lot. Okay? So check it out. Now, speaking of Star Trek, I know I've got something here making noises. It's the Starship Enterprise. You say, Dr. Bill, you've got your own Starship Enterprise little thing there. Yes, but it's better than that. This Starship Enterprise is actually a pizza cutter. How cool is that? I'm serious. This is a real pizza cutter. Not that I would ever actually use it to cut a pizza, of course. That would deface the Enterprise. And of course, I love the Enterprise almost as much as Captain Kirk. So there you go. Wanted to show you that. I got that for Christmas one year. Yes, my wife knows about ThinkGeek. ThinkGeek.com. There's all kinds of awesomeness at ThinkGeek.com. And their mascot is a monkey. Yes, a monkey, I know. Okay, I pronounced it like Clouseau. A monkey. Anyway, onward. That's what Fred is going, get on with it. Anyway, Valve also announced this week, they announced three things. I'm going to show you three things. They announced Steam OS, they announced the Steam Box, which we've already talked about, and they also announced a new kind of game controller. Now, I know all you hardcore gamers are going, what? Dude, my game controller is fine. Yes, but they wanted one that had haptic response and was super sensitive and allowed you to do all kinds of amazing things. Plus, if you look at the picture, on the blog. Of course, the blog being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. If you go there and see the picture, you'll see that it's very owl-like, which is odd, but I like it. I think it looks cool. Now, the last item I have for you this week. You know, last week I said I would have a Geek Software of the Week. I'd have two. Well, I don't actually have Geek Software of the Week. I actually have a Geek Website of the Week. I do that occasionally, very semi-occasionally. Throw in a Geek Website of the Week. And what that is this week is this. ConvertCase.net. Now, I'm sure you know, being a denizen of the interwebs, that it is highly offensive to people to type in uppercase, okay? They'll fuss at you and say, why are you shouting, dude? Come on, get off it. What's up with you? You know, that kind of thing. Get your caps lock undone. What's going on? They get all bent out of shape if you have uppercase. Now, let's say you've written this long missive of how your theory of the universe, you know, and you had your caps lock on, and you go, oh no, what am I going to do? They're going to fuss at me. Well, there's an answer. And the answer is ConvertCase.net. Go to that website. You just paste in your text, and then you can convert the case of your text. There's all kinds of options. You can put it in sentence case, which means that the first word of every sentence will be capitalized only, which is cool. Then there's lowercase. If you want to be a Linux geek, of course, you put it all in lowercase, okay? Uppercase, if you want to shout at everybody and scream and look like an idiot on the interwebs, of course. And capitalized case, where each word is capitalized, which is, nobody needs that. But anyway, they've got it. And then you can download it as a text file, and you can copy it to your clipboard. You can do all kinds of things to fix your text. So there you go. An awesome service provided by us here at drbillbailey.net for you, the watchers of the Dr. Bill Show. Yes. Okay, it's a website, but it's cool. Anyway, all kinds of good geeky stuff this week. Not to mention the Enterprise. I really can't get over that. That's just way awesomely cool. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's about it for this week. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.